friends, my name is Chris Elliott, and as I have a great interest in seeing recognition and fairness being extended to the TNC and those living and travelling here, so I went along to the Olive Tree Hotel in Chatuquoy on Tuesday, 27th of June, to listen to His Excellency, the British High Commissioner for Cyprus, EFN Sadiq OBE, when he came to meet the British expatriates and representatives of NGOs in North Cyprus. This was the first time I'd seen him, and I was very impressed with his opening presentation, in which he talked about his role in Cyprus and about some of the issues that expatriates in Northern Cyprus face in relation to travelling to both North and Southern Cyprus. And he was supported with further information and suggestions being made by Christine Smith of the Consul Section, who gave details of how to contact them now that Shakespeare House in Northern Nicosia is no longer used as a service centre, but it's still used as a collection distribution point and for occasional promotional events. Reviewing the Cyprus issue, it was pointed out that there have been many changes, including the demand for a two-state solution from the TNC and Turkey, and the call for the UN role in Cyprus to be changed. Also, the changes in the ROC government and the re-election of President Erdogan in Turkey and many other factors and forms of recognition of the TNC is causing concern in southern Cyprus, and the realisation that their hard line and unwillingness to agree any form of cooperation is causing a rethink of their policy. So there is a greater hope that things may change. Well, we wait and see. As far as the British government is concerned, it was made clear that their policy is in line with the UN policy for settlement of the Cyprus issue based upon a bizonal, bicommunal federation. So, no changes there, it seems. There was a question and answer session, and as the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is not yet recognised, there were many people living here wishing to ask questions, some with a great deal of emotion, and these were mostly answered in line with UK government policy. And I will be following up with a more in-depth review of the Cyprus issue and the involvement of the UK government, or perhaps lack of. If you like what we do and would like to support our work of bringing news from Northern Cyprus to the world, please make a donation to support Cyprus Scene on Buy Me a Coffee. Thank you, my friends. Do have a good week and stay safe and healthy. Thank you again, and goodbye.